Jesselyn Eisenman here at the Half Century of Progress here in Rantoul, Illinois. I'm here at the Gordyville, USA booth, and I am here with
Lisa Graham.
Lisa, how are you?
I am wonderful. We're blessed.
Yes, yes, we are. Talk a little bit about your booth here.
Well, we are set up with the Friends of Green, and we are representing Gordyville, and we have a 3020 diesel tractor that we're selling raffle tickets for. So we're catching people talking and basically just getting to know the public and see everybody enjoying everything there is to see here at Farm Progress.
Yes, and the raffle tickets are $25 each or $5 for $100.
Right, and we'll draw on December 6th, and that is during our huge equipment sale at Gordyville. And we give you a couple options. If your number is drawn, you can keep the tractor, or you can put it through our sale at no commission. So if you're not a John Deere fan, you can still buy a ticket and try to win it as well, and then you could sell it through our sale.
All right, and how many of these raffles do you do yearly?
Well, we were set up at the I&I in Penfield, and we're set up here. So this is our two-show shot at this for people to see our tractor. We actually brought the tractor out. We have a lot of attention because it's diesel, and it's just getting a lot of attention. So we did it basically so we could come out and meet the crowds and see people.
Yeah, no, this is the perfect crowd to see this raffle, yeah.
Yeah, and it's my first time at this event, and there's no words to describe it, and there's no way you could describe it to anyone. It is just simply a treasure that these folks keep the history alive and honor these tractors. It doesn't matter what color you are, what you believe in. Everybody comes together here, and we have people with red shirts on in the green tent. We have people with green shirts on over in the red tent. So it's just a great way to bring the community together to preserve the past.
Yes, absolutely. What made you decide to do a raffle? Does Gordyville put this on, or is it part of the Friends of Green, or who's the sponsor for the raffle?
This was a Gordyville purchase. We purchased it at an auction from the original owner. He was a 90-year-old gentleman that lives in the Arcola area, and we just thought the tractor was unique, and it would be a great marketing for us to sell tickets. It's not always about making the money. It's about meeting the people, and so that's what we've learned. I have a chance as the general manager. I want to know our community, and I want to know the people that support us. So we took it to the I&I event in Penfield, and that was eye-opening for me. I met a lot of people. And from that, Gordyville does benefit because now we're having people have meetings in our cafe, and we're having people stop in for lunch because now they know about it. And that's only because I've been at these events. So here, it's the same thing. We just want people to know we have a large equipment auction. Everything is welcome. And actually, the tractor is just the bonus.
So what is your position in this raffle for Gordyville? Are you kind of the head lady who runs everything, or are you just the person out here doing what you're supposed to be doing?
It's a combination of all of it. I am the general manager, so I'm at Gordyville all the time. I'm the face of what we're doing new at Gordyville and all the things since we've taken over. And then we have other people that come and set and help me sell tickets, but I like it. I like to be here in front of the people. So that's it. And you had mentioned to me earlier a lot of campers out at Gordyville right now. And that's another service we offered. We posted it on all of the social medias to come camp at Gordyville. You don't have to be in a dry lot here and maybe not feeling so secure. We have all hookups and everything. So people are out there. I've seen them having little parties at night. They have their party lights up, and they come back and they can eat breakfast early in the morning with us. If they're there in the afternoon, have lunch, and then they're walking across the street to the stagecoach to eat supper. So we've had a great group of people coming to camp with us as well.
And you said Gordyville is turning over kind of a new leaf. I mean, they have new owners and you guys are repainting. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that? Because that is a tremendous difference than what it was, you know, a year ago.
Right, right. We started May of 24 is when we purchased it. So we jumped in with both feet, making things just a little more fresh, and we come up with our logo and branding our name. So now everybody sees the red, white, and blue. They know that's Gordyville, USA. And we've painted, we've added a tunnel so you don't have to go outside of the buildings. You can have your snacks and your dinners and go right back in. Just last month, we put in big ass fans. And if you've never been around a big ass fan, we have five going in the building, and it cools it down like you're in an office building. So, and it keeps the dust down. We've painted, you know, just so many new improvements. Even the parking lots, you know, we've upgraded them. We've put in drainage. Just so much going on out there.
You guys are doing a tremendous job. I mean, it's phenomenal out there. It's really increasing the numbers, too. I mean, a different crowd and a bigger, better crowd into Gordyville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're working with bringing some of the other things back, the tractor pulls and bringing some of those events and concerts. And our rodeo starts October 31st. It's the 31st and then November 1st and 2nd. Our rodeo is going to be like nothing everybody has ever seen around here. I mean, we're bringing in promotions and our rodeo will be huge. So lots of good things.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. And I'm so glad to see you out here.
Yes. And again, we love this community and we're thankful to be a part of it.
All right. Thank you so much. Jocelyn Eisenman here at the Half Century of Progress here in Rantoul, Illinois, 2025 for WITY.